It is very concerning, and we've seen how changes in the past have resulted in lesser Gardaí on the street and availability in different areas when there was changes within Donegal in relation to divisions. But what we're seeing here is probably at a higher scale now with a larger area, which the superintendent will be looking over basically all of Connacht, most of all of Ulster, and some other areas as well. And with the division now, the Donegal division being ended and joined with Sligo and Leitrim, and I'm going to be raising this directly with the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris, raising my concerns in relation to what this means for policing on the ground and the availability of key police personnel to, for example, the Joint Policing Council, and also the availability to them to respond to the unique needs of Donegal in particular, given our proximity to the border and also the likelihood of a no-deal Brexit. I'm not sure that this type of restructure is what is needed at this point in time, and I'm looking for those reassurances that this will not mean a diminution of Garda resources or Garda presence or interest as a result of the changes that are being proposed.
And there is speculation, as you touched on there, the Chief Superintendent, bigger workload, quite possible that he or she may be based in Sligo, which could only mean a demotion for Donegal.
Without a doubt, at this point in time, we have our own division, it's the Donegal division. The idea that it would be joining with two other counties, and while, you know, I'm not opposed to rationalisation and to better efficiency and on all of the rest, the reality is the Chief Superintendent needs to know the unique circumstances that exist here in terms of policing from Donegal. We're a county with a large border, we're a county with many challenges, we're a county with offshore islands and all of the rest, but we're also a county that expects to have access to those senior level in Garda Síochána. And always when you increase the workload or the area that they will be covering, then that capacity and that access will be limited. And that's where we would be very concerned of. We were told in the past, for example, when the Glenties headquarters were changed, that, you know, everything would remain the same. But the reality is things have changed. We've told the same in terms of Donegal Town, and we see that there is a lack of presence as a result of changes that took place there a number of years ago. So I'm not willing to be sold a pig in a poke in relation to this here. We need cast iron guarantees that this will not negatively impact on policing arrangements, and I and my colleagues will be sitting down and making a clear submission to the Gardaí in relation to the proposed changes.